Well, girls ages 8 to 15 will get a chance to get a little extra support, maybe a chance for them to grow a better positive self-image, discover their own self-worth, and a whole lot more with a new program that's being established, trying to team up successful women in our community with some of these younger girls around Branch County. And there's a meeting later this week to talk about that, to kind of give a little presentation of what it's all about. Patsy Carbon joins us on the line, working with the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence, who's sponsoring this event. So tell us kind of the overview of what this program is planned to be all about, the Girls Club of Branch County.
This is a program that I had developed when I was in college. Of course, I'm a little bit older now. And talking with Kim Hemker about things we dealt with when we were teenagers, I just felt a need to be able to offer an avenue for young girls to come and learn about self-esteem, self-worth. I did not have that advantage when I was younger. And the idea I brought to Kim, and you know Kim Hemker, from there on has been a whirlwind, and here we are.
Well, you're having your first meeting coming up. It's kind of introduce women to this and give them an explanation coming up on Thursday. So who have you invited? What kind of, who are you looking for to be a part of this program as far as the women in our community?
Any women that have a desire to help nurture and mentor younger women. They can be stay-at-home moms. They can be doctors. They can be lawyers. They can be teachers, counselors. I really want women from the community who own their own businesses to come and speak about their journey and their path to who they've become.
So
we need to support each other, women to women, teaching that and fostering that in younger.
Yeah. So how will you be teaming them up then, if someone gets involved in the program, a woman, with those girls ages 8 to 15?
Well, the program will happen. The young girls will be sponsored by a coach, by their school counselor, by a teacher, or by a parent. So they will be identified as already having some at-risk behaviors such as low self-esteem. That in itself fosters so many different unique problems. Then my hope is at this meeting, the women will sign up. This is strictly volunteer. There's absolutely no budget. It's nonprofit, of course, through the shelter. But my hope is that these women will come forward and volunteer their time.
All right.
It may be once every, you know, month. It might be once a year. Any amount, any expertise will help.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a neat grassroots kind of support for our young girls here in our community. But you want folks as much as possible to sign up ahead of time so you know who's coming to the meeting on Thursday, then, right?
Yes, that would be good. We're going to have light appetizers there, and want to make sure we have enough for everyone. So far, the response has been fantastic.
Okay, 278-SAFE is the number at the Shelter House, Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Folks could call there or give you a buzz. You're at the CASA office at the courthouse, when the courthouse reopens.
Right.
Hopefully this week. Right. So this is Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Community Health Center's Community Care and Conference Center, the old Kmart building in Coldwater. So for the presentation and an opportunity to network with our female leaders in the community in whatever aspect they might be leaders with our young ladies in our community. So I think it's what a neat effort this is going to be. So, and hopefully it can build some lifelong relationships. Who knows?
Yes, I hope so. That would be fantastic.
All right. Well, good luck with the event, the Girls with a Z Club of Branch County, that they're putting together. Again, get a hold of Patsy at the courthouse or get a hold of the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence at 278-SAFE for more information about this, or just show up at the meeting at 5:30 until about 7:30 on Thursday night at the Community Care and Conference Center. Patsy, good luck with it, and stay in touch with it, okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Patsy Carbon, who's helping put this together with us this morning.